Good day, and welcome to the Shantag Gold conference call. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If you would like to queue for a question at any time throughout the call, please signal by pressing star one on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off just to allow your signal to reach our equipment. So once again, that is star one to ask a question. Please note today's conference is being recorded, and at this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Eric Zurin, CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for dialing into today's announcement covering our five-year plan and quarter two production and operations report. As a reminder, Shanta is an East African gold producer and explorer with a diversified portfolio of assets in Kenya and in Tanzania, the latter where we are the third largest gold company. Joining me today is Luke Leslie, CFO of Shanta. Let's begin on slide five of the presentation, which is found on our website. It's been 4 years now since we presented our last mine plan to the market, and we're proud of having delivered on and exceeded what we set out to do at that time. We feel even more excited about this five-year plan and the journey to becoming a 100,000 or plus 100,000 ounce gold producer from 2023. We have a diversified portfolio of very attractive growth assets. Our revised group-wide gold reserves and resources sit at 666,000 ounces and 3.2 million ounces respectively, which demonstrate the potential in this portfolio. And our extension of the reserve-based mine life to 2026 at New Luika and 2029 at Singida underpins our confidence in the long-term sustainability of both assets. Shanta remains in a strong position. We have a healthy balance sheet, including net cash of $24 million, negligible debt, and financial flexibility to fund and pursue our growth strategy across all three assets. As reported this morning, unrefunded VAT is now starting to be returned, including $4.2 million refunded to Shanta last month. And positive dialogue is ongoing with the government of Tanzania regarding further VAT refunds. Finally, we've paid our maiden dividend this year, and we are fully committed to the dividend going forward while also pursuing our growth objectives. So there will be no change to those, to both of those points. Our robust fundamentals will support our ambition to becoming a mid-tier gold producer in Africa. Let's move on to slide six, and then cover the production forecast going forward. So today, Shanta hosts group-wide gold reserves as of June 30th of 666,000 ounces, grading 3 grams per ton, and resources of 3.2 million ounces, grading 3.6 grams per ton, all compliant with JORC and 43-101 in Kenya. At New Luika, which is our main producing asset, gold reserves have increased by a net 50,000 ounces since the end of 2020, which includes accounting for depletion in the first half of 21. The reserve-based mine lives at New Luika and Singida have been extended, and since the last announcement of our five-year mine plan in March 2017, new reserves totaling 346,000 ounces have been discovered and added to the mine plan, which indicates a track record of reserve replacement and sustainability going forward. Exploration at New Luika is a core lever to our growth strategy, extending the mine life and adding value at our well-invested producing asset. So on to slide seven, which is a summary of our five-year plan, and here I'll touch on the next 6 and 18 months of production forecasts. So total gold production over the next 5 years is approximately 500,000 ounces from our Tanzanian assets. Notably, though, annual gold production is set to rapidly grow and averages about 116,000 ounces per year from 2023. As we continue to invest in exploration at our West Kenya gold project, the prospect of the West Kenya asset joining New Luika and Singida as a third producing asset from 25 will increase. Now, this morning, we also announced updated production guidance for 2021 from Nuluika, which has been revised down to 60 to 65,000 ounces of total production for this fiscal year. We have had new geological information relating to a fault at Bahenia Creek Deep that was recently detected during mining. 2021 production plan incorporates negative grade reconciliation at Bahenia Creek. Specifically, underground mining at BC has intersected a structure that has dragged and pinched the ore zone for approximately 17 meters along strike at the 600 level. That's about 360 meters below surface, and approximately 37 meters at the 585 level, which is 15 meters below the 600 level. Grade control drilling has confirmed that the impact is limited to a zone spanning about 30 meters along strike and 40 meters down dip, resulting in a loss of approximately 16,000 ounces from our 2021 mining schedule. Now, we expected to replace this shortage of ore with other sources, including BC East Area 1 and Luica West. And when we completed detailed design over the last few weeks, the conclusion we reached was that the amount of development required proved that it is not practical to reach those areas I've just noted in the 2021 schedule, and hence we've had to revise down our production guidance announced today. Now, what is the plan going forward? Well, the next 6 to 18 month plan now includes significantly more grade control drilling than historically completed, and it includes now these numbers, a revision on the BC Deep area following that grade control. During the first half of 2021, we completed 6,000 meters of grade control drilling, which is double what we have completed historically. Over 90% of the planned production over the next 6 months has now been covered by grade control drilling, and importantly, all of the BC Deep area, which we've had to downgrade today, has now been grade control drilled for the balance of 2021 and 2022 production. What does grade control drilling mean? Well, the mineral resource estimate is typically at an indicated level is typically spaced around 40 meters. Grade control drilling brings that spacing in to 15 to 20 meters, increasing the confidence and the predictability of the ore and grades. Historically, where we've had grade control drilling completed, the reconciliation versus the mineral resource estimate has been positive to the tune of about 4%. Now, at the Luica deposit, which is the sister deposit to Bahenia Creek, most holes drilled at Luica West, which are in the plan for 2022, have been completed in the last 2 years. And we have seen good continuity from those exploration campaigns in those areas. We've increased our spending on grade control drilling to de-risk the resource, particularly over the next 18 months, and to ensure our production plan is robust and achievable. We will now cover some of the highlights from each of our three growth assets. As we invest across our portfolio, we expect to realize the intrinsic value inherent in each asset. So starting on slide 9 with the new Luica Gold Mine. Shanta is among the safest gold mining operations and enforces a duty of care to our employees. Our rate of recordable injuries has declined sequentially since 2017, and we've now surpassed 7 million man hours since the last LTI recorded, which is over 1,300 continuous days worked. On slide 10, as mentioned already, the reserves have increased, and total reserves are split 315,000 ounces grading 3.5 grams from underground and 108,000 ounces grading 2.1 grams from open pits. Presently, resources sitting outside of the plan amount to an additional 552,000 ounces grading 2.4 grams per ton, which gives us achievable targets to aim for in terms of converting ounces outside the plan into the plan through additional exploration. These resources could add additional value and have been prioritized for further evaluation. Importantly, nearly all of these sit within close proximity to the processing plant. On slide 11, where production forecasts in terms of grade, tons, gold ounces have been outlined. We now forecast production to return to the 75,000 to 80,000 ounce level from New Luika going forward following 2021. And as forecasted, production for in these years is in line with our reserve grade of 3 grams per ton. By the end of June this year, we've now surpassed expectations of increasing throughput beyond 2,300 tons per day. We've now reached 2,450 tons per day milled through the processing plant. That capacity is now 24% higher than where it was just 6 months ago, following a very modest investment. The plant can actually now process 46% more tons than it could in 2017 when we announced our last five-year mine plan. And this is a significant point as we target potential open pit sources of ore within Lupa Goldfield into the mine plan, including the Porcupine South area further afield and where we have a number of key prospecting licenses to further explore and ideally convert into a reserve-based mine plan going forward. I'll now ask Luke to cover costs and CapEx in the five-year plan on slides 11 and 12 and the upside potential on slide 13. Luke?
Thank you, Eric. At New Luika, we forecast an average all-in sustaining cost of $1,024 an ounce over the plan period, generating a healthy margin above the current gold price. Note that the AISC is compliant with the World Gold Council and includes underground development costs. Key components of the average plan AISC are underground mining at $348 an ounce, processing at $166 an ounce, underground and open pit development costs at $134 an ounce, mine overheads at $132 an ounce, royalty and selling costs at $129 an ounce, and then stay in business, CapEx, exploration and corporate overheads at $91 an ounce. There's a small additional cost from the open pit mining of $35 an ounce, and we get a byproduct credit from the silver of $10 an ounce. Over the period, underground mining costs are expected to increase by roughly 20% into 23 and 24. This is driven by mining deeper, resulting in higher costs of diesel, tires, maintenance, and also oil and lubricants. This is largely offset by lower underground development costs during that same time. Plant costs are forecast to be very steady, with overheads slightly declining by 4% through 2025. On to slide 12 for the CapEx. At New Luika, we forecast an average CapEx of $12.5 million between 2022 and 2025. Two-thirds of this is underground development CapEx, and it starts off a bit higher in 22 and gradually declines until 2024. In 2025, the open pits begin to take over, and in that year, there's only $2.5 million of residual underground development CapEx forecasted, with open pit development CapEx increasing from $1.8 million to $4.7 million. In 2023, we plan to raise the TSF walls by 5 meters, and that will cost us just over $4 million. The major items in the sustaining CapEx include power plant refurbishments in 2022 and also in 2024, and also the purchase of a new loader in 2023. On to slide 13, upside potential in New Luika. First of all, this is a five-year plan based on today's reserves, and we see a lot of scope for upside beyond that. As detailed here on this slide, we use a conservative price of $1,350 an ounce for the pit shells. 552,000 ounces of resources sit outside the mine plan, including the recently discovered Porcupine South deposit, which is waiting for a mining license. Inferred resources at depth across all the underground deposits present additional near-term targets to extend the mine life. The primary source of upside, in our view, is likely to be from new exploration. historically allocated capital to drilling, we've had very good success rate. We've added 462,000 ounces of reserves since 2015. Finally, we are exploring the possibility of adding a fourth ball mill to increase throughput by a further 14% to 2,800 tons a day. This would allow us to drop the cutoff grade further, lowering the hurdle for resources to be converted to reserves, and also the grade for new discoveries to make it into the next mine plan. With that, I'll hand it back to Eric.
Thanks, Luke.
Thanks.
In the presentations, I'll be moving ahead to slide 17 to recap now some of the highlights from the Singida project. So just to recall, Singida is a greenstone deposit with a 243,000-ounce open-pit reserve grading 3 grams per ton, about 800 kilometers away from our other asset in Tanzania. Singida is our second project, which is in construction and progressing toward production in late 2022, on track and as planned, with no changes to that schedule following today's announcement. Singida's production is a step change up in terms of group production, which will take us to reaching about 110 to 120,000 ounces per year of gold production in the 2023 to 25 period. While Singida's mine life is now through to 2029, over 90% of the reserves are within only 120 meters of surface, which points to significant upside potential through conversion of additional resources, which sit outside the mine plan, but all within the mining licenses. On slide 18, Singida is forecast to deliver life of mine production of 221,000 ounces at an average annual production of 32,000 ounces over a seven-year period. Importantly, Singida will bring diversification to our top-line cash flows and further increase our resilience to both gold price and changes to mining operations in the future. Importantly to note here, the first 2.5 years of Singida's production plan have been defined by the equivalent of grade control drilling, which forecasts production of around 35,000 ounces at attractive open pit grades of 3 to 4 grams. On to slide 19 and 20. To take you through the production costs and the status update of where we are with the Singida project construction. Mine construction remains on track with first gold production, as I said, scheduled for late 22. Total CapEx is estimated at $37 million, including $10 million of pre-stripping, which will deliver about 10,000 ounces of gold inventory to the stockpile. We plan on committing $17 million this year to Singida, of which $7 million has now been committed to the end of June. Key milestones reached in the first half of 2021 include orders being placed and manufacturing commenced on the crushing circuit and the ball mill, and pre-stripping begins this month, as you can see from some of the photos on slide 20. Civil works is ongoing and at the site of the camp and the plant. On to slide 21 to take you through some of the value levers at Singida and how we're thinking of adding additional value to the project. Well, the first point really is that 90% of the reserves, as I mentioned already, are within only 120 meters of surface. And within that, 87% of total reserves come from only 3 of the 7 deposits, being Gold Tree, Gem, and Corn Patch West. So we have both a lot of upside from going deeper below 120 meters, and also from some of the additional deposits on the mining licenses. Related to this potential upside is really the point that resource conversion is a reality, is a potential reality where we have only 26% of the resources currently classified as reserves in this mine plan. Moving on to slide 23 to touch on some of the West Kenya project highlights, which we see as core to Shanta's future over this next 5-year period. The West Kenya Gold Project is very exciting in terms of the potential. We acquired it from Barrick in 2020 for $14.5 million. Since then, we've announced an independent scoping study with an average annual gold production of 105,000 ounces over a 9-year mine life and a post-tax NPV of $340 million. With an unlevered IRR of 110%. Now, the work is ongoing at West Kenya, and that work is nearly all around infill drilling and potential regional drilling across the licenses. What we can report here on slide 26 at West Kenya is that visible gold has now been reported across the entire Isulu deposit at West Kenya, and that's covering 700 meters of vertical extent. This is unusual for a gold project to be that rich in terms of visible gold from exploration drilling. Key intersections this year include 6 meters at 220 grams per ton, 3.5 meters at 72 grams per ton, 4.5 meters at 70 grams per ton, and I can report phase one drilling of just over 9,000 meters is now complete, and a resource update will follow shortly. We expect the final drilling results and the assays from phase one over the next 1 to 2 weeks, followed by a resource update in August. Phase two drilling has targeting the 200 to 450 meters below surface has commenced in June, and a third rig has been mobilized to site. Now, finally, on slide 28, in summary, over the next 5 years, Shanta is forecast to deliver an excellent growth portfolio of diversified assets, generating healthy cash flow from compelling upside. By 2023, we will have diversification of our revenue stream. We're committed to paying a dividend, and we're committed to pursuing our strategic objectives, realizing value from our three gold assets, neither of which has changed following today's announcement. The strength of our balance sheet and the financial flexibility we have has never been better, underpinning this growth strategy. With that, I'll hand it back to the operator to open up the call to any questions.
If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, if you are using a speakerphone and you are on mute, your question will not register if you press star 1. Please turn the mute function off and press star 1 to ask a question. And we'll now take our first question. It comes from Sergey Ravsky of SP Angel.
Good morning. Can you hear me, first of all?
Yes, we can, Sergey. Thank you.
Hi. Hi, Eric. Hi, Luke. Thanks for that. Question on West Kenya, actually. When you expect to have to reach this financial investment decision, and another one is how do you think about West Kenya? Is it extra 100,000 ounces that will add to your current portfolio, or it's going to be some sort of a replacement of New Luika or a complete replacement? If you can touch on that, that'd be great. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Sergey. So what we set out, and we have an indicative timeline here on slide 25 for the West Kenya project development. Back in Q4, when we announced the scoping study and then followed with infill drilling, we said we would allow up to 5 years to reach a production milestone. And part of that includes, obviously, a number of key work streams, including infill drilling, pre-feasibility, bankable feasibility. And so really it is that period up to publishing that bankable feasibility study, and we've outlined that within 3 years from the end of 2020 period. So you could think of that as reaching a financing decision somewhere within the next 2.5 years. Now, there are a lot of catalysts and milestones to reach, particularly through the infill drilling, and with that we'll have, as I said, additional drill results hopefully later this month, if not early August, from phase one, and a resource update in August. Now, in terms of how does West Kenya fit into the portfolio, Well, today we've announced the next 5 years, which is based on reserves only at our Tanzanian assets. And we believe, and we have confidence in this through previous drilling, that we'll be able to continue to replace mined ounces in Tanzania, extend the mine lives, particularly at New Luweka, and West Kenya will fit on top of the production from New Luweka and Singida. So we see it as additional as opposed to replacement. But again, that's with a 4 to 5 year view.
Thank you. That's great. And actually, one more is on your construction schedule in Tanzania. Like with the again with the virus, I'm not sure what the situation currently on the ground. But do you build in any kind of delays in this regard in the production in construction plan?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. So, you know, we've been operating in Tanzania for 20 years. We've been producing there for the last 9, and we have a virtually entire Tanzanian employee base, which is in country and not subject to travel. So in terms of the people on the ground, we have no issues with the Singida project. You know, where I would see, we haven't had any issues with Metso or NCP, who are the manufacturers of the mill and the crusher and the mill, respectively. And those are being constructed and manufactured from South Africa. So no issues to report in terms of Singida relating to the pandemic.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Our next question comes from David Butler of Temasys. Please go ahead.
Hi there. It's David Butler here. Can you just walk me through a little bit the BC East development plans? My understanding is BC East was quite high grade. Certainly from the latest drilling results you came through. So I'm quite keen on understand when you'll get into that. And are you getting into that from underground? Because they look like they were sort of not far away from the open cut. So if you could explain a little bit more around that and when we can see those BC East ounces coming through. And then just as part of a bigger question, you've talked of increasing throughput by 27%. Yep. Production will be down now versus previous years of 80 to 85. So is that because you're mining more open pit, lower grade material in your five-year plan, or is it because the underground grades are showing up as slightly less than you previously thought?
Okay, yes. Thank you, David, for those two questions. Now, in terms of the BC East results, that'll be accessed from the underground at the 850 level. And so, you know, those were ounces we included as mineral resources earlier this year. Our expectation was we could access them in Q4 this year. And as we looked at the waste development required, so the development meters required to get into BC East, it became evident over the last couple of weeks that we were going to have to plan those for 2022, simply because of the waste development required to access them. Now, yeah. It's interesting at BC East. I mean, we reported an intersection of 10 meters at 18 grams in our latest drilling results that now hasn't made it into reserves, because we have to do additional drilling to prove that that could be economically accessible. We believe it will over time. We've now done a second hole at BC East, twinned it in that specific area, 9 meters at 24 grams. Again, not in the reserves yet, but potential for upside as we access BC East over the next 12 months. So BC East is in the plan for 22, unfortunately is not in the plan for Q4 21. Now, in terms of the grades and the plant increase, so we reported the reserve grade at the end of in January this year of 3 grams per ton. And from memory, I believe it was 3 grams per ton in October as well, when we reported our overall reserves and resources. And so, you know, what you're seeing here, the reserves grades from underground are lower than what they've typically done, or typically been in previous years. We're now in our ninth year of operations, of production at New Luika, and the reserve grades are what they are at 3 grams overall. So it, you know, we've planned and scheduled that. The plant has been increased, and the reserve grade has been modeled, or the mine plan has been modeled around that 3 gram reserve grade.
Right. Okay. So basically, there's little downside risk now on reserve grades, and if anything, probably there's upside if you start to think about BC East and what you haven't included potentially.
Well, exactly. I mean, we announced indicated resources 2 weeks ago from BC East and Luika Deep West. I think the grade was just over 6 grams per ton. 115,000 ounces at 6 grams, and so we see that as, you know, there's, when you sensitize the production plan against grade on a higher throughput, I mean, there's a lot of upside in terms of the grade potential being higher. But you know, as it is today, it's planned around 3 grams.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
Our final question today comes from Larry Hill of Phoenix Gold Fund. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, Eric. It's Larry from Phoenix here. Just a quick one. 39,000 metres, I think, was your planned drilling for the year at Luika. Is that staying the same, or are you sort of diverting attention to grade control? And maybe one for Luke, just around some VAT coming back, which is great. Is that coincidental with sort of the new regime or new president over there? Thanks.
Yeah, great. So we thanks, Larry. On slide 14, what we've done is we've outlined planned meters at New Luika and actual for 2021. And so in the first half, we drilled 16,300 meters. The second half, the plan currently is 17,100, which gets us up to 33,400. And so that's the current plan today. I mean, that hasn't changed based on, you know, today's announcement. That's literally what's in the plan. The way we think of drilling is each individual drilling work stream, you know, so whatever it is, drilling at BC or drilling at Luika or Porcupine South, is justified on an individual basis. And so it's not like we've changed our plans for drilling. It just is, that's the latest plan of where we're going to be drilling and for the rest of the year. It's not being reduced because there's grade control drilling. That's just how we see prioritized drilling for the balance of the year. In terms of VAT, I'll hand over to Luke to give you some color on that and the conversations we're having in country.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Larry. The VAT refund that we've received is, in our view, it's, you know, the new normal in Tanzania in terms of ongoing VAT inputs being refunded. I think, as we've discussed before, there is $23 million of VAT, which was previously in dispute. We don't believe it is anymore based on our discussions in country. And so there's a separate discussion there with the government, you know, trying to work out when it comes back and how it comes back.
Okay, but sounds like, you know, there's some momentum, which is very encouraging.
Yes, no, there definitely is, and you know, there's a lot more activity from the TRA in terms of ongoing audits of our inputs.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
This concludes today's Q&A session. I'd now like to hand the call back to Eric Zurin for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you very much, operator. As mentioned, the presentation and the updates are on our website, and a recording of this call will be made available following the call. Thank you very much for attending.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.